Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah help.
Rialto Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hey, it's Brother One
and Brother Two
from Two Brothers Mattress. You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress. That's almost 3,000 hours. Start sleeping comfortably now on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
Welcome to another edition of the Yards After College podcast powered by KSLSports.com. I'm Kyle Ireland, and alongside me is my co-host, Sam Farnsworth, at Samsworth_KSL on Twitter. You can find him there and just follow him throughout the week, and he tweets some goodness. You got some gems on Twitter, Sam. I thought you had a good week on Twitter. I'll say that
Thanks.
Much.
I enjoyed Twitter. The problem is, you know, obviously it's an open forum for everyone and anyone to comment. And so I am okay. I'm 100% okay with people saying whatever they want to me in return. But at times I want to engage when I normally I'm like, you know, I just need to step back, let people have their opinions of me and my opinions too. But anyway, that's another story for another day. But I do enjoy Twitter. I got to put glasses on. I'm getting old here. There we go.
Well, I'll say this much. I know that you're my co-host here, but your co-host for KSL Sports Live, Jeremiah Jensen. Man, JJ, he was having a rough Sunday with your guys' Broncos. My goodness, you guys and your coach. There's some strong feelings over there in the studio.
There are. It's okay. I personally, it's like it's early, right? We got to let this breathe a little bit. We got to let it play out a little bit. We're in that world where, you know, we judge a little more quickly than maybe sometimes it's okay to just step back, let it breathe, let him cut his teeth a little bit here and see where it goes.
Well, this week of NFL it was wild, Sam. I mean, it was crazy as far as coaching decisions, like Hackett there. I mean, you had a bunch of wild stuff, but I think as far as the locals are concerned, I mean, talk about Britt and Covey having a crazy couple of weeks. He gets called up from the practice squad last week, and then the same thing happens again this week. But can you explain to our listeners a little bit about what happened to Britt and Covey as he tried to show up for the Eagles game?
Yeah, no kidding. So this is a guy who he kind of caught Eagles Nation by storm, got their imaginations, their excitement a little bit as this underdog story, this undrafted kid who's coming out, he's showing his work ethic, his leadership, he's flashy moves and quickness. He showed that all in training camp, right? So he kind of caught Eagles Nation's attention, got them excited about this kid. Oh, this might be a guy who, you know, we can get behind. It's almost like what's the old Eagles movie? Mark Wahlberg, right? You know what I'm talking about? Where the walk-on, whatever. Yeah, everyone listening knows exactly what I'm talking about, but it's almost like another story of that. But here we are in 2022 with Britt and Covey. So this is his first NFL home game of his life, showing up at Lincoln Memorial Stadium, first ever game with the Eagles in their environment. He's super excited about it, shows up. They don't let him park. They don't let him park in the players' lot because his parking pass is that of where the practice squad guys would park, which is a different lot. His teammates told him, just let him know, we'll let you in. Well, he tried. The attendant would have let him in. And Britton Covey, I think, told the story the best.
Yeah, well, to no fault of theirs, right? I had the practice squad pass, my teammates told me, just tell them you were elevated to the active roster and they'll let you in. But I could tell they didn't quite recognize me. And when I told them I was elevated, and they said, look, you don't have the pass for this. And I said, no, I'm a player. And they said, we're sorry, man. And so I totally get where they're coming
Did
from.
Did they know your name? Did they know who you were?
I don't think so. So, which is understandable. I mean, I haven't, you know, I got to prove myself in Philly before I deserve to be there. So I liked it. I had to park with the grinders, with, you know, out about a half mile away with the tailgaters and walk through. And I thought it was a blast, honestly. It's kind of like college.
Did many of them know you?
A few people recognized me, and they were kind of confused, and I had to ask them, you know, where to go. But for me, like I said, it was kind of inspiring to walk through the crowd and see how much people love football here, and it made me determined, you know, I want to be a great player here. And I didn't play my best on Monday, so I'm might have to walk through that crowd again and get even more determined.
Well, so now you're going to park there over there all the time now with the tailgaters?
I mean, I might. Some form of that.
No, you're not.
So, anyways.
But it's a great story.
Yeah. Every single teammate has been giving me a lot of funny laughs about it today. Okay. So.
Anyway, that's pretty wild, right? I mean, the great thing, I think the best part of Britton's story is that he said, having to park out there with the fans and walk through the tailgaters actually motivates him to prove himself that he belongs. Cause he even mentioned that, you know, he didn't have the greatest game on Monday night. And so I love it. He's taking that experience and turning it into a positive, a motivator for him.
Yeah. I love the fact that as a rookie, he's gotten called up 2 weeks in a row. So he's clearly showing the coaching staff there, Nick Sirianni and his staff, that, you know, he's a reliable guy. I mean, special teams isn't glamorous, but when you make a mistake on special teams, everybody rips you for it, right? And so to have a guy who's reliable to go out there, he had 3 punt returns this last week, and then I think he had 2 the week before. I mean, he's not in a position where he's going out and running routes and catching touchdown passes right now like some of his wide receiver teammates, but he's getting reps in the game. And I think that's important and pretty cool for a guy who went undrafted a few months ago and is already making an impact in the NFL. But Sam, every week here we're gonna go through your MVPs of the week. So let's break it down. Sam, who are your MVPs of the week?
Okay, so I started this last week when we were doing the show. I made it a little fancier this week, I guess. But we've got my 3 stars. I kind of stole that from hockey. My 3 stars. And here we go. We'll start with number 3.
Third star.
Carolina drive begins from the 25-yard line. Christian McCaffrey has a hole, has a first down. Christian McCaffrey breaks free. Finally, busts one loose. 49 yards inside the New York 25.
Great job with the double team, right?
Okay, so I know you just heard a Christian McCaffrey highlight. No, he's not a local tied to Utah. He's not local. He is to Colorado.
He played in the Pac-12, Sam. We're going to claim him.
Played in the Pac-12. I lived in Colorado. I covered him in high school. So, but no, he's not my third star. The third star is Brady Christensen, the guy who helped blow that hole open. He was a part of that double team that helped blow that hole open for Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey had a big game, went for 100+ in the game. The Panthers, I got to make sure I get this right. The Panthers as a team averaged 6.3 yards per carry in that game on Sunday. McCaffrey himself, 6.8. Brady Christensen's a big part of that. And I'll tell you what, in 2 weeks, this is only his second NFL season. He's already playing at a very, very high level. In 2 weeks, he's played for 111 snaps, only 1 penalty called against him, and 0 sacks allowed in 2 weeks in the NFL. So Brady Christensen, I'm giving you some love this week with my third star.
Now, Sam, I thought that Brady, you know, that big hole that he had on that Christian McCaffrey run was amazing. And I think that's really going to be paramount to the Panthers having success this year. You've seen that Baker Mayfield still is Baker Mayfield from the Cleveland Brown days. And so them being able to establish the run with having a guy like Brady Christensen making those big holes is going to be really critical for them. Let's move on to your number 2.
All right, let's do it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Star. Second down, 9 after the 1 yard gain. Dropping is Matt Ryan. Fires. That ball is going to be intercepted. Picked off by Devin Lloyd after it was tipped. Devin Lloyd picks it off, and the Jags take over at their own 46.
It's a great feeling, you know, it's what you work for. Just really to keep the momentum in our favor, you know, to keep the momentum going on our side. And, I mean, it felt good. It felt amazing. So, you know, I'm ready to get back to work.
How about this? Week one, your first overall first-round pick gets an interception. Week two, your second first-round pick gets an interception. Talking about having your draft picks produce. A nice play by Devin Lloyd.
Yeah, I feel like so. You know, I put a lot of work in, you know, in college, and I feel like it's helping me right now. And so I'm just going to continue to try to get better.
So there you go. My second star is Devin Lloyd. 6 tackles, 3 passes defensed, and yes, the big highlight, his very first career NFL interception in 2 weeks in the NFL. He's already playing like a leader on this defense. He's playing like exactly who the Jaguars went out to get in the first round. And you heard him say it at the end there. He's still crediting all the hard work he put in at the University of Utah, what he learned work ethic-wise at the University of Utah, to who he is today in the NFL through 2 weeks of his career.
Hey, I'll say this much, Sam. He's led his team in tackles the first 2 weeks of his rookie season. I mean, that's pretty impressive for Devin Lloyd to go out there. He also made an interception there at the end of the game that just was a heartbreaker for me. Killed my Colts, still winless.
24-0.
But I was happy because it was Devin Lloyd that made the pick there. So it was a little bittersweet moment for me. Let's move on to your number one star of the week, Sam. Who is it?
First star. Let's go!
Smythe in motion. Tagovailoa unloads. Broken up. Deflected. Was a pick. Let's see. Was it grabbed on the ricochet, Williams? Yes, it was.
Man, I mean, my rookie year, my first pick was a one-hand interception. So, I mean, I'm not new to this. I've been doing it. I mean, I played receiver in high school. So, these are all just plays that I've been making since I've been younger. And I just continue to do it as if it was routine.
Armstead the block. Going deep and intercepted by Williams. Was he in? Nope, he was out on the chalk. He got 1 foot in.
Let's see.
One. Oh, he got both. That's a pick.
I thought he dragged that second foot.
That's a pick.
The previous play is under review. Yep.
Williams will come up with his second interception of the game.
I mean, I get the ball. You know, I just do what I got to do to make plays on the defense. I mean, it's not something I'm used. I mean, new to. I've been doing it, so I'm not really surprised. I mean, I should have had another one. So, I mean, I hold myself at high standards to make plays, and that's what I should have done.
two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
There it is again. My top star, Marcus Williams. I mean, this guy is outstanding. He, you know, was very good in his through his five seasons in New Orleans, but now in his very first year with Baltimore, he is just, you know, staking his claim on that Baltimore secondary. Three interceptions through 2 weeks of the NFL season. This guy might make his first career Pro Bowl this year. That's the level he's playing at. And he certainly has injected a lot of energy and excitement into that Ravens secondary.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty impressive. He's a guy that we've talked about every single week on the podcast so far, and we're going to have to do it next week too if he goes out there and keeps playing at this level. I mean, leading his team in tackles, like you said, three picks through 2 weeks. I mean, the Baltimore defense is known for guys like this, and they're also like super injured right now. And so he's one of those guys that's healthy, and he's out there making plays, helping his team. And that was a fun game. That Miami game was a really fun one. They were on the losing side, but Marcus Williams was a big reason why they were in that game. I will say this much, Sam, as we move on to week number 3 in the NFL, I'm looking at the schedule here, and I'm trying to pick which one I want for my game of the week. And I see like 5 games that I think are awesome. So I want to know which one you're going to go with first, and then I'm going to pick mine afterwards. I'm going to make sure that you don't take my pick.
Okay, so my pick for game of the week, I mean, let's look no further than Sunday Night Football on KSL Channel 5 with the San Francisco 49ers visiting the Denver Broncos. Look, there's some other really great games on the schedule. I like the Tampa Bay game. I like the with the Packers. I like the Rams and Cardinals. But look, is Sunday night is the most watched game of the week in the NFL. Not only that, but this is kind of a critical game, I think, for both teams going into week 3. And there's you brought it up at the top of the podcast. There is a little bit of pressure already just through 3 weeks on what the Broncos can do with Russell Wilson and their head coach, Tom Hackett, with their head coach.
Oh, no. Hey, I love Tom, but if Tom's their head coach, I mean, your team is screwed for the rest of the year. I'm sorry. I love Tom, but I'm going to go with Nathaniel Hackett as a better head coach.
Sorry. All Hacketts have got to be related, right? Somewhere on Nathaniel Hackett, there already has a little bit of pressure on the way he's game managed and managed the offense with Russell Wilson. But and then Jimmy Garoppolo, the story that is Jimmy Garoppolo still not being traded, not being moved from the 49ers in the offseason, still being on this roster. And then all of a sudden, Trey Lance is hurt and he's down and out, and they have to rely on a guy that they didn't really want. Can Jimmy Garoppolo win games for this team and kind of recapture? I think he kind of has the hearts of 49er fans. Can he recapture the 49er front office and make them believers? If not, at the least, maybe spike his value in the NFL so that there's plenty of other teams wanting to grab him. So this is huge opportunity for him, and an interesting time for the Denver Broncos. In which direction are they going to head in a tight AFC West race? So I like this game for a lot of reasons, but there you go. That's my game of the week.
And that's a lot of drama in that game. And the fact that it's primetime Sunday night, I mean, it's awesome. 6:20 p.m. on Sunday night on KSL TV. Be sure to tune into the Niners and the Broncos. There's a bunch of games, like you said, that are good matchups this week. I'm going to go with that Tampa Bay-Green Bay game just because you've got Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. We don't know how many times those guys are going to face off again. I mean, it may be the last time that they play against each other for all we know. So the fact is, you've got Aaron Rodgers, back-to-back MVP, Tom Brady, who was runner-up for MVP. I mean, it's got the makings of an awesome game on Sunday afternoon. That game's at 2:25 p.m. on Sunday, and it's at Tampa Bay, and it's also not like November in Lambeau. So
I think Green Bay is going to be able to have a little bit better offense than one might think. They also have been struggling out of the gate so far this season. So I'm interested to see if they continue to struggle against a really solid Tampa Bay defense. And then Tampa Bay is down receivers. They lost Mike Evans to suspension. Cole Beasley got signed to their practice squad. You've got Julio Jones, who really hasn't done a whole lot other than make one really nice catch in week one. So Tom Brady's, he's got Leonard Fournette really as a weapon. And I'm interested to see kind of how he spreads the ball out to the rest of those guys on Tampa Bay's offense there. But Sam, before we wrap this up today, I want to get you to tease what we've got this weekend on a packed weekend on KSL Sports Live.
Yeah, KSL Sports Live on Sunday night, 10:45 Mountain Time. I mean, we go loaded NFL, but we also go loaded with college football. The University of Utah, BYU, Utah State's taking on UNLV. Big games for all three schools. Not only will we have full coverage of those, we've got Jeremiah Jensen in Tempe this weekend with the Utes as they take on the Sun Devils. So we'll have full coverage from them. And, of course, BYU at home late Saturday night with Wyoming. So we will have not only highlights and post-game reactions, but we break it down with Stevenson Sylvester, former Ute great, former NFL great, former local in the NFL. He will be in studio helping us break all that down as well. And if there's one local that I want, that I'm most interested to see how he does for week three, I am going to go with Tyler Allgeier of the Atlanta Falcons, who made his NFL debut last week, tied for the team high in carries with 10 carries. He only went for 31 yards, but Patterson only went for 41. So, I mean, you know, it'll be interesting to see where his career progresses, what opportunities he gets in week three, and if he's gained the trust to see if he can take another step. But a lot coming our way. And of course, we have a full recap of locals in the NFL with Jeremiah on Sunday as well.
Be sure to tune in on Sunday night. That's KSL TV. He's Sam Farnsworth. You can find him on Twitter at Samsworth_KSL. You can find me on Twitter at Kyle Ireland. Like the podcast on all platforms. Give us 5 stars. Give us a little review. Tell us what we're really good at, what we're really bad at. maybe more of the latter than the former, but you know, who knows? We're working on it. We're getting this thing underway. But until next week, be sure to tune in to everything on KSL TV and check out KSLSports.com. We'll be right back.